talking about? Well, they are time bombs, time they bombs. Are ticking. And the only question's when they'll blow up. And they'll blow up, we know that without a doubt. Cause they're those girls, yeah, you know those girls, that let their emotions get the best of them.
Alrighty guys, we're back. Welcome to Crewcast, episode 4.
Did a little backup singing.
Right. Right. Yeah, Meryl's
getting excited.
Jumping in, he's a little excited about being here today. So, we're playing a little mood ring song today just because we want to kind of say, it's like an olive branch. Olive branch to the ladies.
Just a little peace offering.
Yeah, we got some negative feedback from, well, my wife specifically, about last week's podcast, how it was a little bit more guy-centric. She said once we started talking about chords, it was done. It was over. Shaving, video games, and something else. I don't remember.
Hey, well, wireless remotes for the Wii. How about that? It was very guy-centric, but oddly enough, I'm looking around the table and I'm only seeing guys.
I'm only seeing guys.
Yep.
I gotta say is, it's unfortunate, but the ladies have really been stepping up to the plate.
Maybe
as far
some,
as
some feedback.
They got,
we got a few. We'll have to get to that.
It was concurring with us, and we're just going to tear it to shreds. So.
No, we got some very interesting feedback. We'll get to that in just a minute. But I wanted to make sure that you guys were aware. You can always contact us here at the Crewcast at 206-338-CREW. That was almost planned. And you can email us at crewcast.podomatic.com. We have not gotten one email. Not one. But we had several call-ins. And actually, Danielle, I have to apologize to you. We lost you. I don't know what happened. I think Tina called us too, and I have no idea what the message was. Anyway, I apologize. I don't know what happened to it.
So, Eldo is yet again back with us. And he's special guest co-host. I think you're just a co-host now, right?
Yeah, I think Eldo has officially moved up.
Cool.
We're not a co-host. He's a tri-host. Wait, a tri-host or something.
You can call us 294.
Eldo hasn't said anything.
Very nice.
Something.
Hello. I'm just waiting for the show to get going. You guys did a little intro. So
well.
Okay.
Right. Well, you can be a part of our intro too. You know,
it's ours as a collective. Okay.
Well, welcome everyone, and I too. I was a little offended as well by the amount of guy talk that was going down.
Well, we all know that you're sensitive, but
very much so.
You know, hey.
So I guess the question then is, we need to probably make up for that.
Yeah.
Apparently, Nick Lachey at the end of last week's podcast was not enough to
Lachey more.
He's enough for most women.
I heard a story the other day. I was
more
listening
than
to,
Amber, whoever.
To Eric and Kathy because my mom was listening to it in the car. And,
yeah, right.
Don't lie. Be honest.
Your mom was
all right.
Be honest.
All right. I was listening to Eric and Kathy. I enjoy Melissa's traffic report. But anyways, they were talking about Nick Lachey was at a club, met Jessica Simpson there. They had a civilized conversation.
What was she wearing? Is that a good question, ladies?
I have no idea. Maybe
Dolce
she just got
and
a pedicure
Cabana.
Reportedly, later in the night, in the presence of Jessica, Nick was macking on his new squeeze.
Who is that, Meryl?
Do we have
a name?
I don't know. Some
who,
no
what,
name.
What 50-year-old man says his new squeeze?
I'm not 50.
Well, that's what I mean.
Who did you get 50 from?
That's what I mean. Like, why are you saying that phrase?
I don't know.
This is People Magazine. Meryl wasn't listening to Eric and Kathy. He's going to the National
Choir. No, and then they had like a contest on
the
mix.
The Spanish version?
So anyways, Nick Lachey.
They're divorced.
Speaking
you know?
Of Nick Lachey, 98 degrees, a temperature it has not been in recent days because of the weather we've been having.
Wow. How long did it take you to come up with that one?
Nice
like
transition.
Two seconds. Pounding storms, man. That was crazy. It's crazy. I got a day off of work because of it.
It beats the warm weather, though. I'm not a big fan of 100-degree weather.
Yeah, well, it was pretty hot in Chicago the other day for our Super Summer Tuesday.
Man, that was crazy.
It was a scorcher. We actually walked by WGN, Aldo, and they were doing their little
They do a live.
Yeah, not WGN. It was 7:20.
Yeah, the radio station. Yeah, they did, that's WGN. They do a live broadcast, right?
Well, they're doing a live broadcast, and the lady was out on the street frying an egg on the sidewalk.
No way.
I was like an idiot because I didn't even know what was going on. That WGN was right there, so I'm looking at her frying an egg. I'm like, "What is this idiot doing?"
Well, you could hear the speakers, but the funny thing
was, I listened to it, and then I realized that they were right there.
Well, the funny thing
was, Meryl asked, "Are you gonna eat that?"
I asked if she was gonna make it scrambled or over easy. So
we're sitting there, and I'm like, "Hey guys, check it out! They're boiling an egg for their show, their radio show." And Mario's like, "Really? Wow, that's pretty cool." He walks over and he walks up to look at it, but the sun's behind him, so his head is the shadow, like, goes right over the egg, and he just stands there.
Nice.
Like, the shadow was right over the egg. I'm like, "Well, Mario, we didn't even realize it."
Like, on the sidewalk, like, the lady who was doing it, instead of, like, putting it on the concrete or whatever, she put it on, like, the sewer where it was metal and iron and stuff, and then it started going down the sewer. I was like, so much for that. It didn't cook.
It didn't quite fry, but it was pretty hot. And then we actually walked all the way from Water Tower Mall.
Okay.
And which, that's something else for the ladies, Water Tower Mall shopping. That was very good.
Love my clothes.
All right. And then we went and we walked all the way to Millennium Park, which I'd never been to.
Did you catch the giant bean?
Would you see the bean?
I did. I actually tried to take several MySpace pictures.
Yeah, we were losers.
But yeah, I took all these pictures and I realized like everybody had left me except Meryl. I was like, okay, it's just you and I taking pictures of ourselves.
Faithful friend.
I want somebody to count like for a week how many people go there and take pictures of themselves, like the generic MySpace picture.
Mine didn't turn out as good as I wanted because they're all like up my nose shots.
Yeah.
So, Aldo, you have a look like out in the distance. What's?
Oh, I was just trying to find another stand.
Okay. Aldo doesn't like his mic stand. Okay. He's going to head out and get there. We, but anyway, we went to the waterfall thing, and I'm going to probably post pictures this week for that so you guys can check that out. So
got yourself a new mic stand.
Yeah, I feel a lot better now.
Good.
I was at, this is a sort of odd story. I was at work, and I don't know if you guys have ever encountered this at all in your life.
Yes,
but,
I have. Sorry.
That's all right.
I can cut
I'm
that
at
out
work, and I encounter a girl that I went to high school with.
Did you like her?
And no, I didn't have the time.
She was one of your main squeezes, huh?
Not in high school, no.
Stop it
she
with that
was,
phrase.
She was bookish.
Bookish.
And all about the schoolwork, which is cool, which is fine. And she was not the most attractive girl in high school. Well, she comes in, I see her, and I was like, wow, complete 180.
Really?
And she didn't recognize me.
Yes,
but here's the thing. I should have known her name because I had like 9 classes with her in high school.
Couldn't
think of it.
Yeah,
I'm going through the Rolodex of names. Lindsay, Lauren, Lisa,
Latoya.
Nothing. Couldn't remember. Thank God she didn't come up to me. Have you guys ever experienced that though? Where you identify people like if you're in the mall or something.
Yeah.
And they come up to you and they remember. The worst is when they remember your name and then you can't remember theirs, and you're just sitting there like. I don't know. And they just got to come clean at some point. Just say, you know what? I got to be honest with you. I don't know your name.
See, you got to have a
No,
fast
what you do,
mind.
This is what you do. You say, you go up to him. This is what my friend does. So if I ever do this to you, I apologize. He goes up and he says, hey, what was your name again? And they say their first name. And he goes, no, I meant your last name. So then not only does he get the first, but he also gets the last. Isn't that creative?
Yeah. Or it's like when somebody comes up to you, it's like, hey, Merle, how you doing? It's like, oh, hey, how you doing? Yeah, nice to see you. What's up?
Well, that's
like
what you do when you
like you're very familiar with them.
Well, that's what you do when you don't remember.
You can't hesitate and be like, hey, you.
Well, that's true.
Come on,
that's
Captain
true.
Obvious.
Captain Obvious.
So
that's good, man.
That was my favorite comic book character, by the way,
really?
Captain
Obvious.
Obvious.
I have a picture of Captain Obvious.
I got a tattoo.
Oh, since last week?
That's an old story.
Very good. Well, actually, we did get some posts on the crewcast.podomatic.com site.
Oh, wow.
It was Mariana. Mariana? How do you say that?
Mariana.
She was making a comment about the tattoos and about – she was glad that we didn't say anything bad about tattoos.
No, I love tattoos.
No, I'm a big fan as well. I just couldn't get it done on me.
My father has a tattoo. So he wants to take me to get one and get his recovery.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah.
See, I think the deal is you got to be tough. And this kid right here, Aldo, not tough.
He's frail. He's fragile and he's sensitive.
What do you guys say we get into some of our feedback that we got this week?
Let's do it.
Yes, let's rip it apart.
Open up the mailbag. We need some mailbag theme music.
Oh,
can we do it?
I can put one in. Insert now.
Mail's here.
No, I actually have a good one. I have a Homer Simpson one.
The mail is here.
The mail is here.
That'd be a good one. Let's use that.
I'll put that on. Anyway. So we're going to open up the mailbag, which it's not really a mailbag because it's voice. Well, I guess it's voicemail.
It's like an email folder bag folder.
All right.
Without the bag.
What, if you remember from last podcast, 3.1, we had our contest was to see who called in, who the next person to call in was going to be able to be our next host with us. And that was a good friend of ours. So check it out and see who it was.
What's up? This is Brad from Nona's right now. We're sitting at Nona's. So yeah, that's right. That's Meryl right there. It's kind of funny that I'm leaving them a message, but they're listening to this right now. But I'll bet that I'm the first caller after this last podcast, so I shall be the next guest host. So I will see you all later.
Was that? Can we play that again? Because it sounds like it's either Meryl in the background or a raccoon, and I can't tell which.
Let's listen to that. I gotta find it.
What's up? This is Brad from Nona's right now. We're sitting at Nona's. So yeah, that's right, that's Meryl right there. It's kind of funny that I'm leaving them a message, but they're...
Okay, we don't have to listen to that. All
this
right.
This is Meryl. So, wait, is Brad going to co-host or what?
Brad should have done it tonight, but I'm leaving for Orlando. So we'll have him on our next one. We'll have him come in for a guest segment, I think.
Random thoughts with the O'Connell.
Yeah. Brad also apparently spending time
Wayne
at the...
O'Connell.
Brad apparently spending time at the animal shelter as well.
With the raccoons. I didn't know raccoons made noises like that.
Well, I didn't know they were allowed at Nona's.
When you hit them with baseball bats, you know.
All right, what do we have here? I think this one is... We have this reoccurring theme about the way Meryl talks.
This is ridiculous.
And so we had a mystery caller in her.
What was that? I can't even hear
I know
you
who
say.
It is.
We know who this is, but we're gonna give them an opportunity to come clean. But we know who this is.
What about new contest?
You can tell by your voice.
How about new contest? Whoever can call first caller to figure out who this is.
Other than the person themselves.
Other than the person themselves or Brad. Could be the
or Brad.
Co-host. We'll make a line. Co-host or something. I have an extra crew beanie at home I found. I don't know why, but
I will give you a crew beanie. If you already have a crew beanie, I'll get you something else. But if you want a beanie, one of our winter skull caps.
Do we have any crew t-shirts?
We might, but I think we only have larges left. So I'll give you a t-shirt or a hat if you can identify who the mystery person is.
I do not mumble. That's ridiculous.
See, that person actually did a good impression of me, unlike Christine, who didn't do an impression.
See, Meryl's...
Like, on the voice message, I was listening to it, and she said, I'm calling for the voice impression of Meryl. Okay. He does this thing. It's like, what?
Meryl, that was like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, yeah. You know what?
Meryl, the dead horse has already been beaten.
All right, one more time, I'll give you that. See if you can identify this mystery person who called in. We know who you are.
I do not mumble. That's ridiculous.
I love how he changed it. That is a lie. He changed it from that is a lie to that is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Underlying
though.
Themes
that
there.
That is absurd.
Mostly seen in literature.
So, all that's right. That's Meryl. Another one. We got a couple more here we want to have you guys listen to.
Hey, guys. It's me, Christine.
Okay, it's Christine.
I know this is funny, but Meryl, you do mumble. I'm sorry. It's okay.
Talk about beating the dead
horse. It happens.
Horse.
It happens to the best of us.
Best of us.
Other than that, I wanted to tell Aldo. Yeah, I know. I was talking about those. I was thinking about those razors. We will get up with 10, and then we'll all be able to hurt ourselves very badly. Oh, well.
Or not.
Anyways, as you say, Meryl. Okay, see you guys later. Bye.
All right, new rule. Meryl, no talking during our voice listener call-in people things. Because people aren't going to want to call in if you're making fun
no.
of them throughout their message.
That's right, we'll make fun that's of very unprofessional.
After the...
On behalf of the crewcast, Aldo and I would like to apologize for Meryl's behavior.
Yeah, that was unprofessional.
Unprofessional. Is this professional?
Whatever. We're in the recording studio right now. We got our window.
Can't you see the sign? We got
a window with a curtain.
We actually are eating tonight.
Curtain.
We have actually food in front of us.
Yeah. We have an assortment.
Assortment of we have some cookies
food.
From Mary Swanson. Oh. Woot woot to Mary
They're
Swanson.
Very
delectable.
They're delectable. They're very good. Anyway, so, yeah, Christine, I will admit, that was funny when you said talking about beating a dead horse because I almost spit Dr. Pepper all over our laptop.
We almost brought a horse in here.
Go back to that sound clip because there was a comment she made.
Where?
In the one, it's like in the middle when she starts talking about the razor.
Hey, Gavins, it happens to the best of us.
Okay.
Other than that, I wanted to tell Aldo, yeah, I know, I was talking about those. I was thinking about those razors. We'll get up with 10 and then we'll all be able to hurt her.
Okay. You'll get up to 10, and then we all will. Is she using a Gillette Fusion? I don't know.
Do you need, ladies, call us in. Give us some feedback. Yeah. I'd like to know what kind of, actually, I don't know if I want to know what kind of.
No, we don't
want to
know. But I would suggest using the Fusion.
Yeah.
I think they have the Fusion out for women.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
I think it's called something else, though.
Venus, maybe?
Venus.
Some sort of feminine
Venus.
Name.
I saw it in Osco.
I'm your fire, your desire.
Wow, Aldo. Woo. Man, that's amazing. All right, so that was, I think, is this one Julie's? This one might be Julie's.
I think it's Julie's. I think this is the one I want to rip apart.
Hey there, everyone at the crew cast. I just got done listening to episode 3.2. Julie here. I'm a little behind, but I must say, a little disappointed in the fact that you didn't have a second contest for episode 3.2. However, I'm sure I'm not the first person who's called in, and if I am, that's pretty sad. However, I would like to say good times with the episodes 3.1 and 2 with Aldo, very funny. There are some amazing camp stories, amazing convention stories. I think that should be one of our next topics to discuss, no matter who's our guest host. I do think we should discuss convention because those are some funny times. That's pretty much it. Wanted to give you guys some feedback. Looking forward to the next episode. Bye.
Check this out. Check this out. Just listen to this. Listen.
Looking forward to the next episode.
What was that, Julie?
Bye. Looking forward to the next episode. Looking forward to the next episode. Forward to the next episode. Next episode. Next episode. Next episode.
Here's what I think it is.
Bye.
Subconsciously, she's thinking about convention stories where people are hooking up. That's what
she wants
said
about necking.
Oh, right.
Maybe that's what it is.
That's a subconscious.
Also, first thing, we will talk about convention when convention comes.
Yes.
Secondly, in the
Don't
first
Don't get
one,
the cart in front of the dead horse.
Second,
wow.
Okay. Secondly, in the beginning of it, she said something. She just listened to 3.2 and she's behind.
What?
We haven't done any podcasts since then.
No, but
so
you understand. Julie just called like 2 days ago.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, then
at least,
think,
at least
think,
she called in.
Okay,
I think
I'm stupid
Tina
then.
Might have called. And Tina, if you're listening,
yeah, Tina told me
I'm
she called.
Sorry. I really
like
want to.
I don't know.
I really want to play. I'll have to find that audio file. If I can find it, maybe I'll do just a special podcast, episode 4.2 of just your voice.
4. Tina.
4. Tina. That's
oh,
what it'll
nice.
Be. Anyway, well, that and then Danielle, you called from Oberwise, and I don't know what happened to that. I must have deleted it, or I don't...
Oberweis.
Okay, and we have one more message
stupid
here.
Stupid internet.
We have one more message here, so this one I think takes the cake, so this will be good.
I do not mumble. There's a lot.
Dead horse! Dead. Dead horse.
Anyway,
dead
gotta get
horse.
Meryl's mumbling in there one more time.
Push
so.
On my... Step on my head while I'm drowning. Okay. Friends you are.
Alrighty. The
El
horses.
Caballo.
Anyways.
Alright, so that we can close that up. That's our voicemail listener feedback. Thanks for calling in, guys. Appreciate it. Actually, you know what? So we have two things you can call in about this week. See, we want to give you options when you call in, right?
It's all about variety.
Variety.
Yeah. Exactly. Have it your way.
At the crewcast now.
The crewcast.
So we want you guys to call in. What was the first thing you said about calling in? About
figure out
who that was.
Figure out who that
right.
was.
But then the second one, this is going to be tantalizing for all the ladies out there.
Yeah, see, we're trying. We're tantalizing. See, this is the olive branch that we keep talking about.
Okay. Peace offering.
Go ahead. Tell them what we're. Peace. Tell them what's up. We'd like them to call in.
We'd like you to call in with your fashion tips. Also,
I thought
we
it was...
want you to critique the fashion of those of us here at.
I think that's very dangerous. I don't know if we want them to critique. I think what we want is...
Who has best fashion?
Best fashion.
Of the ladies.
Of the ladies.
Of the ladies.
Of the ladies.
I think what you should do is just... If you could call in and just
say... Because then we'll make
fun of you guys. You know, I think that so-and-so has the best fashion, and these are the reasons why.
And break it down.
Break it down for us, because, you know, I don't know. I don't know that.
They look good in their
clothes
because they shop at the discount section, so they're saving money.
My wife comes home with these things that are made out of cotton. She says, put this on with this. And I say, okay, that's what I do.
I can't even spell fashion.
Wow. And you just graduated college.
FACION.
I'm actually a pretty good speller.
Fashion. Isn't it?
Now, check this out, actually. I was in fourth grade. This is how upset I was. I misspelled. I took pride in my spelling, all right?
We all do, I think, in our own way.
Yeah, and I misspelled Mississippi. I forgot the second S there.
Put two
M-I-S-S.
M's.
I did M-I-S. S-I-S-S, but then I said, I missed the S, and I cried.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it was fairly embarrassing.
I have a funny spelling bee story.
See, this is another thing. We're trying to tell sensitive stories about ourselves so that you can, you know, aw.
And in fact, this will be a shorter podcast because at the end of this, we're all going to go out and get manicures.
But that would
be
pointless.
I'm going to get my eyebrows waxed
because my hands get broken every day. So.
I do have rough, manly hands that need to be softened.
You don't. You are
oven
mitts.
I don't want to hear anything about that, Aldo.
Meryl, can you check my feet here? Is this like a rough patch of skin here? Could you check this out for me? Because I think I might need to get a pedicure. I had warts on my foot one time that I think I caught from my sister, who caught them from the high school swimming pool.
Not the pool. It's probably like the wrestling mats.
Probably, well, whatever. Could have been the gym or the. It could have been the pool deck.
This was like 2 or 3 years ago. I've subsequently got them removed, but they were painful.
Yeah, I think I got one on the bottom of my foot from working in construction. On the bottom of my toe is horrible.
Okay, I think we just crossed the line from fashion
to nasty.
Nasty guys talk again. Ladies,
let's
I'm
get
sorry.
Back
what
on
can
the,
I say?
All right, sorry about that.
What else is a girl thing that we can discuss here?
I don't know. Let's go with we did fashion. I got nothing.
This wow. is our problem. We can. What other stuff we got to hit today for this podcast?
Let's We've talk got a about, special guest later.
Let's talk about Nick Lachey more.
Yeah,
actually,
Nick Lachey.
Here's something odd from the week that I've noticed. I was out to eat with my parents, and we were dining out at a restaurant, and I've noticed
what
that
was
no
the restaurant?
It was Red Lobster.
I like their rolls.
It's not bad.
I was
oh,
there
yeah, the
once
rolls
and
are
I got
excellent.
Like
the
a
garlic.
Cheeseburger.
Yeah. There's a little garlic on top, very delicious.
I don't like seafood.
And one thing that I've noticed, and this seems to be the trend at a lot of restaurants, you go in, you're going for a celebratory event, right? Perhaps a birthday. Inevitably, there's some family member that you love that ends up telling the server, psst, by the way, it's Jimmy's birthday or whomever.
Yeah.
And then all the servers come around, and I don't care where
happy,
you go. It's the
birthday.
Same it's the same restaurant, same song in every restaurant. They do the clapping really fast, happy, 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 happy birthday, birthday, birthday. And the whole time you're sitting there, you're not enjoying it.
Yeah.
And I was viewing this when I was there. I was watching this kid. Not really a kid, maybe 20-something. I can just see him sitting in his chair, and he's not even enjoying the 30 seconds of singing because he's sitting there going, I'm going to kill Aunt Betty for telling the server
oh, yeah.
that it was my birthday. And it got me thinking, like, who enjoys that? Who wants that being like, yeah,
you know
what? Sing it again. Do it again. Why don't you sing it again?
Well,
I loved it.
The thing is like, I don't think the waiters, they can't like that. I mean, I would hate, if I had to do that, I would
my gosh.
Hate that.
Oh,
when
absolutely.
I was, earlier, like a month ago, I was at Chili's for my birthday. And there was a few of us, Rob, Rex, and Erica, and like they were going to tell the waitress it was my birthday because I hate when they sing. I don't want that. And sure enough, they told them. But I was very forceful.
Meryl's getting mad.
Do not sing. And they brought me a brownie.
It's embarrassing is what it is. You sit there, you feel like an idiot. The servers don't want to sing.
No, all right.
The people the best, dining at the restaurant don't want to hear people yelling happy birthday. It's like it's an inconvenience for everybody. Nobody
movie,
wins.
A couple years ago, we were at Fridays, and this is probably the best singing birthday song or singing birthday event ever. It was myself, the Dewar family, and Rex Fitzpatrick, and it was Jacob's
birthday.
You know,
I was just wondering the other day about what the best singing birthday thing was.
Here you go.
I.
This is awesome. And shut up. I hate you guys.
Did they sing Lord Lift Us Up Where We Belong? Was that the...
Lord
was that the
Lift Us Up Where We Belong. We were at Fridays.
Sorry. Where the Eagles Fly.
Jacob doesn't like to be pushed in a social atmosphere. And they came up and started singing, and they made him stand up and, like, take the salt shaker. The salt shaker in one hand and the pepper shaker in another, and put his thumb over the top, and they made him like shake him while they sang to him, and he just hated life for that 30 seconds. And
you know
it was
what, at
pretty
Fridays,
funny.
You know what they used to do? And I don't know if all of them do it or just this one that I was at. What they would do is they would make you, they would bring out helium balloons, and they would tie them to your hair, and you were supposed to wear it throughout dinner, and I saw people taking it out of their hair, and like the waiter was like berating them for it, like you put that back in there. You're the birthday. I'm like, no way. There's no way.
No, I would never.
That's
do
why
that.
You shave your head before you go to Fridays.
Yeah,
for
apparently.
Your birthday.
It's a skinhead birthday.
With all the birthday things, the things that you do for your birthdays and obnoxious things, the one thing that really gets me, and this is pertaining to the ladies, because I guess we're supposed to talk about what ladies like and what ladies do in this podcast. Remember in high school when it was somebody's birthday and they're walking down the hallway with like 80 million balloons And I remember
from her boyfriend?
From no,
because I was never the one that gave it to him.
No,
80
man.
Million balloons. That's a lot of balloons.
No, fine.
Too.
More like okay, they would have like if they were turning like 16, they'd have the giant one, the giant six. They'd have like six balloons around it with flowers and like a gift bag.
Balloons
like,
are quite possibly the most lame thing you can get someone.
Okay,
that and you realize how much it costs to get a birthday card for someone?
It's like $4.
Just so you know, if I ever get you a birthday card from now on, it's going to be the 99-cent cards,
absolutely.
Even if they're bad. Because why spend $5
they say the
on
same
a piece
thing.
Of paper?
Happy birthday.
I would also add to this about the balloons, even more expensive than cards. At least you can get away.
It's
at
like
least
$10,
at least your expensive Hallmark cards are what, maybe $3 or $4.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not paying $4 for balloons.
You know,
if you're going to get like the Mylar, you know, filled already.
Shoebox
like,
is great.
Because you know,
awesome.
People don't add the cost of their gift. And they don't add that with a card. Usually you're like, okay, I'm going to spend like $20, $10, whatever it is, on this person. You go and spend that. And then all of a sudden, oh, I forgot a card. I got to buy a card. That's another $5 with tax.
Yeah.
It adds up.
It's
gas
horrible.
Is $3.30 a gallon, people. Can't go out spending $5 on a card.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Why there's printing
both
software for the home computer. Just fold it in quarters.
That's why,
you
know? That's
I like
why
notebook paper
when,
myself.
When you register on our – that's why I always send you emails – for your birthday.
All right, so no, you might not have had a problem this with at Lincoln Way because it's just a giant school, but at Oak Forest, we have like four main arteries, and it's just it takes you forever to get to class because it's all arteries. You're mocking
arteries?
My use of arteries, like four big hallways.
Oh, okay.
Because
I was thinking you were going to school in a heart, and that was kind of freaking me out a little bit.
What? Anyways.
It's late.
So everything is like just so you gotta like push and shove. To get somewhere, and then you got these girls with their balloons getting caught in the doors. Yeah, it's
why,
so obnoxious.
Why are they carrying
ladies.
Them? I guess they can't put them in their locker. I guess.
No, they can't put them in their locker because Oak Forest lockers are like 3 inches wide.
There should be a rule against.
No, there is
getting all those balloons.
Like one balloon or something. You know what?
No
get
birthdays
balloons,
for you.
You know, you probably are at least have a good relationship with one of your teachers. Just ask if you can stash them in the back of their class. I know that one of my teachers is always willing to do that for kids, and it's just. It's just a pain. I mean, the three guys that listen to this podcast, you probably understand.
Yeah.
So anyways, we are going to cut this one off in a second. So we just want to say...
cut it off!
Okay.
It's going to be a little painful.
Anyways, I guess I do this anyways. Yeah, people are getting phone calls.
Anyway.
Aldo, where's your phone?
I've got it in my car.
Yep.
Because I respect the recording session.
We are going to sign off on this podcast until after Fine Arts Festival is over.
Oh, you know, keep it moving.
And actually, what we'll be doing during the interim from this podcast to the next podcast, we're still finding that and still finding ways to
get women better.
What was that? What did you just
say? I'm still endless pursuit of finding Aldo a girlfriend.
Endless pursuit of trying to figure out what women want. And also,
Mel Gibson knows.
What are girls interested in?
Mel Gibson.
Maybe you should call us on that.
Help us out.
So
we want to make sure that our podcast is female friendly.
And that's why
some topics.
We're signing off with this song for the ladies, a classic by Dean Martin.
Hey, if we've got to do a podcast next week from Wet Seal, so be it.
By the way, that is the dumbest name for a retail store in the world. Every time I pass by, I was
not very
like,
fashionable.
I think I said it to like Valerie Wright. I was like, oh, Wet Seal. And I was like, what a stupid name. So, anyways,
I like
dumb name
seals.
For a store. When you I like clubbing seals. Down the street with anyways, we're going to sign off.
Alrighty, on that.
Good luck at Fine Arts, kids. And we will be back.
Sing your hearts out and do well.
Dream,
not literally, though.
You know
not literally. It'd be bad in your arteries.
Meryl will be walking
your heart.
You guys make no sense.
And it comes full circle. All right, let's put a bow on this.
How does that relate to the dead horse?
I don't know.
Nicholas Shea. By the way, maybe it was the heart. Maybe it was the horse's heart that you were walking.
Yeah.
I like Dean Martin.
All right, guys.
Full circle, known as pizza, and listening to
when
peace
the
out.
World seems to shine like you've had too much wine. That's amore. That's amore.
Bells will ring,
ding-a-ling-a-ling,
ding-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bell, Vita Bella. Hearts will play,
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella. Lucky fella. When the
drool just like pasta frazzle. That's amore.
That's amore.
When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Amore,
that's amore.
Sorry about that.
All of a sudden it became Toy Story.